really going to focus on the Western UP and even into the northern reaches. Going to make it to the Copper Harbor, for example, with FinFest happening this week, and what a big deal! What an awesome thing for the area. And the cool thing about that is that my heritage runs through the Keweenaw Peninsula on my father's side. My grandmother's from the Keweenaw. She was the product of Scandinavian immigrants. A Finn and a Swede got together and produced my grandmother. So it's a really exciting time to get back and see part of the heritage.
Well, I can tell you definitely that we've had Finn Fests in Marquette and other areas, and it will be something that you will definitely enjoy. So good luck with that travel and that visit in particular. I'm sure that you'll also be having an opportunity to meet with some folks and constituents that may have some questions and comments while you're traveling as well.
That's right. We've got meetings set up across the area with different local officials and also meeting with a few businesses along the way, and both in the Keweenaw, a little bit south of there, and then through to Marquette, and then going to be heading over to Munising on Thursday, and then start making my way gradually back downstate from there.
Budgets have been gone through. The governor has signed the budget. We look at this process now getting done in the state again fairly early, which seems to be the mode of your administration, of the Snyder administration, to get things done with the budget quickly. Now departments can at least take a look at things and say, and schools can say, we have this budget that we can work with. What now do you, is the message that you bring with that as you meet with the governments and the municipalities and say, all right, here's the money, here's what you can do. What do you bring as a message concerning the budget this time around?
Yeah, first of all, it is the idea that 4 months early is the new on time. And so 3 years in a row now we have a budget in early June or late May. And that is important. That's important for planning purposes. It's important for letting people know exactly what they're going to have to work with in the future, especially schools that start their operations in August and late August, and so or early September. And so when we committed to this type of a time schedule, we knew that that speed or efficiency was important, but also the quality of it. We are continuing down the road of balanced budgets, just a structurally balanced budget where we save for the future, and now have paid down or reduced our liabilities overall for the state of Michigan by over $20 billion since we started. And what this is doing is it's allowing additional resources to be strategically invested in early childhood education, which I think is one of the most important improvements that we've made. There's a waiting list right now for early childhood education kids in our state. We're going to take a really big bite out of that waiting list, and it'll be eliminated by next year. And then on top of that, the investments in Healthy Kids Dental and the overall improvement in the amount of support we've been able to offer to local government and schools as well is in stark contrast to how things looked back in 2009, 2010, and when we first started in 2011. That financial picture was ugly back then. And while we're still climbing out of the difficulties of the last decade, we're in a point now where we can make these strategic investments. We're no longer talking about cuts, except for in areas where we don't need as much of services that have been used in the past. But we can make strategic investments in places that are important for our future.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley joining us this morning. Lieutenant Governor, we certainly appreciate your time this morning. We wish you safe travels and enjoy your visit to the Upper Peninsula.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.